So this session, what I'm going to be doing is really advising myself by summarizing some of the things that I've read. I'm going to be talking about things that I haven't been able to master or even achieve, unfortunately, things like humility, things like that, which I'm trying to work on. And this is not me being artificially humble. I'm not. This is not one of my character traits with the ijma' or consensus of people who know me. So I'm not just saying this. Having said that, this particular hadith of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ really stuck in my mind. And I want to remind myself of it. It's a hadith where the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ ذَرَّةٍ مِنَ الْكِبَرِ. Whoever's got an atom's weight of arrogance in his heart will not enter Jannah. Then somebody came from the companions and says, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ يُحِبْ أَنْ يَكُونَ ثَوْبَهُ حَسَنًا وَنَعْلَهُ حَسَنًا. That surely, you know, a man likes to wear beautiful clothes and beautiful shoes. And the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ. That certainly, Allah is beautiful and He loves beauty. But then He defined for us, and this is very important, what kibar is, what is arrogance. He says, arrogance means بَطَرُ الْحَقِّ وَغَمْتُ النَّاسِ, rejecting the truth and belittling the people. Now, this is very important. Al-Ghazali actually has an entire chapter of this, which I'm just reading some of the notes of. We'll try and summarize it to myself. And this is, it's actually been translated. They've translated it to a book called On the Condemnation of Pride, which can be purchased. Very good. Some of the references is a bit difficult. But having said that, first of all, you know, he mentioned some of the hadith condemning pride and arrogance, the ones I've just mentioned. Another one which I found really interesting and very powerful, actually, when one considers another hadith I just want to share with you guys, is the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah is a hadith Qudsi, and Allah is saying, honor is my izar. Izar and pride is my cloak. This is obviously expressive, yeah? Whoever vies with me regarding one of them shall be tormented. Al-kibriya ridai. Subhanallah is, yani, do not, because al-kibriya for Allah, it's not arrogance for Allah, it's grandeur. For us, it's arrogance. So if you try and, you know, self-aggrandize, you're vying with Allah with that which belongs to Him. This is a very powerful thing, which reminds us of, subhanAllah, our insignificance. Al-Ghazali actually makes some really interesting distinctions in his book. And he differentiates between Al-Kibar and Al-Ujub. And the way he does so is very interesting. He says the Kibar, which is arrogance, it requires an object. Like, for example, if you are alone in a desert island, and you were self-praising and looking into the water and thinking, wow, I'm such a great person, this would be a ujub, not kibar. Because kibar requires an object to be done to, okay? So after kind of distinguishing between one and the other, he mentions seven major reasons, you see, for kibar, for arrogance. Why does somebody become mutakabbir? Why does somebody become arrogant? And one of those reasons is, well, let's go through them. So one of them is attributional. Is, for example, you can say it's knowledge. Person has knowledge. He thinks because he's learned a few things that he can start putting people down. And we see this in the culture of students of knowledge and mashayikh, that they're all attacking each other. It's a very horrible scene out there, attacking each other's knowledge, or he's not on this level and he hasn't even read that book. And we also see it in different industries. On YouTube and in other places, well, this person is not qualified, this person is not that. Sometimes people are not qualified, some people are problematic individuals. However, if you think you're better than somebody because you have been given some knowledge that they have not been given intrinsically, this is arrogance. If you think you're better, and this is an important distinction, if you think you're better, if this increases your intrinsic worth, and this is me advising myself. Number two, he says actions. And these can be obviously religious actions for religious people, but other kinds of actions. I've done this and I've done that. Why do this and I do that? And this person doesn't do this and doesn't do that. So then someone can start becoming arrogant because of it. Another reason he brings forth is lineage. I come from this family. We're from this clan. And arrogance can come about because of that. And Al-Ghazali has some very interesting, you know, kind of analogies here, where he's talking about the fact that, well, this is the case, you know, a bacteria or worms which reside in the body of an animal versus a human being is the same thing. But it's, you know, he talks about the fact that you are not responsible for where you came from. Just as the worm or a bacteria is not responsible for where it's, you know, what it's inhabiting. So why would you try and glory hunt, which many people do now, football, soccer culture, for something which you yourself have not achieved? And he mentions also beauty, which is, of course, can be for men, can be for women. People say, look at how he looks, how look at how she looks. Oh, she's done this to herself and she doesn't look that. And look how big and fat she is. And because of that, or how skinny she is, and look at how small her breasts are. And women do this to each other, men do this to each other. Look how his biceps are this, his legs are small. Or look how short he is. And these are some things that are completely out of your control anyway. And what Al-Ghazali wants us to remember here is that actually your beauty, or what you think is beauty, is going to wither. And the same thing he mentioned, which is another reason, is strength. Strength is going to decline. Your strength is going to decline. So, oh, you know, this guy's weak, I can finish him, whatever. It's very much there. Another thing which is, he mentions, a reason for people to get angry is money. I make this much. How much money do you make, bro? Like, what, you make this much money? People now compete on this. And the Quran has this ayat on this. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْوٌ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ, you know, and so on. And Surah Al-Hadid. تَكَاثُرْ and تَفَاخُرْ. What people, they try and pile up money and they think that money makes them rich. Makes them a better person, an intrinsically better person. Makes them rich, it does make them rich. Makes them a better person. So Allah, you know, the Al-Ghazali is reminding us it's not the case. And clearly in the Quran, that's not the case. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَا لَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ. For example, the Quran mentions that he thinks his money is going to make him immortal. He's become self-deluded because of it. So these are some of the things. And he says that there are some fundamental causes of pride and kibar. And he narrows them down into four. He says, look, you've got one of them which is internal and three of them which is external. The internal one is ujub itself, which we talked about. So al-ujub, which is self-amazement, can lead to arrogance. Because you think, well, look how amazing I am. Well, these guys are not as amazing as I am. The moment you connect it with an object, another object outside of yourself, it can become arrogance. And so he also mentions some other external things, pretension. And pretension is basically you're just speaking and pretending to know what you're talking about so that you can be seen as higher up. In reality, you're not that guy. Like, for example, when a child debates with a more intelligent parent, you're being pretentious here. Because you know that that parent is more intelligent than you, but you're just doing that because you want to show that you're clever as well or something like that. Another reason is resentment. Al-haqd, you know, you might resent somebody, so you think, you know what, this person's not, and this is satanic, Luciferian. This person, I don't like him, therefore I'm better than them. You know, it comes quite easily, it comes naturally. Envy is the same thing, because what is envy? You want that person to lose their blessing. So if you're envious of something, someone, then you're more likely to start being mutakabbir towards them as well. And so what he does in terms of now, what's the treatment for these problems? Because we've spoken here about some of the problems, what are the treatment for some of these problems? And basically he says, look, you need to, it's, the whole issue is one of ignorance versus knowledge. And he has a long discussion on the issue. But basically he says that you need to know that you are not as you think you are. You are not as you think you are. You are self-deluded into thinking that your wealth has made you better or higher value or this or that. When you realize that you're going to die, that 100 years from now, you're not even going to be mentioned, that you're going to be under the ground, yeah? That people are not even going to bear to be near your dead corpse because of how the stench of that certain corpse. People are going to actively want to forget you. Can you imagine this? When you remember these things, then you acknowledge that you are a temporal existence in this transient space called the dunya. When you have proper knowledge of that, then you don't really have a reason to be mutakabbir at all.
If you enjoyed that and you want to watch the next episode, click here.